Spring is usually the start of the planting season, but with the coronavirus pandemic spreading, farms and farm workers are having a tough time. Here's Sarah Gonzalez with our Planet Money podcast.
The spring farming season starts April 1st.
Yeah, it's here. It's now.
That's Matt Harsh, a farmer in Maryland.
So we grow apples, peaches, plums, cherries, onions, tomatoes, cucumbers, squash, winter squash, garlic, greens, lots and lots of different things.
Every April 1st, he brings up 20 to 25 farm workers from Mexico on H-2A visas. But because of coronavirus concerns, the U.S. has basically shut down their visa services to protect staff. So for farm workers, only those who have gotten these visas before and don't need in-person interviews can come. Matt Harsh found 8 workers who qualified, and on Friday, he rented a van to drive them from Monterrey, Mexico, to Smithsburg, Maryland. We called them on their drive up.
Bueno?
Bueno.
Hola, Emilio.
Sí, se escucha.
Sí, sí se escucha.
Ahora sí, dígame.
Emilio Luna works in the fields.
En el campo.
En el campo, okay.
He'd been on the road 3 days when we spoke to him.
Vamos por llegar al North Carolina.
Close to North Carolina. Ah, okay.
They all sleep sitting up in the van and just stop for gas and food, which Luna says is takeout only. By Tuesday, they were all on Matt Harsh's farm picking blueberries and Brussels sprouts.
There are 8 of them in this group.
But don't you need 20?
We're just trying to put out the immediate fire here.
Okay, there are certain crops that don't require a ton of labor. So we really don't need to worry about those crops because robots are on it.
So your field crops, like wheat, corn, those are going to be mechanized.
Diane Charlton is a professor in the Agricultural Economics Department at Montana State University.
But are most of our fruits and vegetables are harvested by hand?
Most of our fruits and vegetables, pretty much everything besides some grapes and wheat and corn, are picked by hand. So if farm workers get sick, Miguel Arias doesn't even want to think about it.
You know, this last week, I have slept an average of 2 hours a day.
Arias grew up as a farm worker himself and says that the risk of infection is not at work in the fields where they're spread out. It's at home. His old neighbor is a farm worker, and every season, 20 or so farm workers move into her house. They pay $300 a bed for the season.
It's actually not a room. It's a garage. So if you can imagine a 2-car garage.
Filled with beds.
Bed next to a bed, like a kid-sized bed.
Mm-hmm.
A series of bunk beds, and also a kitchen constructed and 2 additional bedrooms.
20 people living in one garage. Arias says water is the most expensive commodity in these farm worker homes, which makes it hard to follow CDC guidelines.
So it's very routine and normal that the farm workers don't shower after every day in the job site because the water bill becomes so expensive that's more expensive than power. Just the amount of toilet flushes.
You know, as testing becomes more available, farm workers should probably be part of the priority.
That's economist Diane Charlton again. She says this will matter more as the season goes on. Most fruits and vegetables are harvested between June to October.
If we can make a lot of progress on that end in the next few weeks, we may have very little impact on grocery store shelves.
So stay home, everyone, and don't touch a farmer. Do not get our farmers sick.
Right.
That's what I'm hearing.
Sounds good.
Sarah Gonzalez, NPR News.